Once again, Haiti's perfect storm of circumstance and poverty and weather combined to create a new calamity.
Hurricane Tomas bears down on an earthquake-ravaged land facing an epidemic of cholera.
As refugees are urged to flee the path of the storm, doctors wonder if the disease will follow them.
Tomas, a hurricane and one of Haiti's earthquake aftershocks.
It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Once again, watching Haiti on this Friday, November 5th.
Watching in concern. That's right at the top of the news as well. The sounds of Haiti as yet another natural disaster approaches. That's a man shouting evacuation instructions through a loudspeaker at an earthquake refugee camp. Hurricane Tomas is expected to brush the island today, bringing high winds and heavy rains. More than a million people live in the refugee camps there. Most have decided to tie down their tents and ride out the storm.
I'd like to leave here for somewhere flat, away from the water, she tells me. But I don't have anywhere to go.
Others, though, battled with aid workers who are trying to evacuate the refugees into more secure buildings. Actor Sean Penn, whose charity organization is assisting in the evacuation, explains the mixture of fear and desperation in the camps.
There's a history in this country of forced evacuations. They're concerned if they leave, they won't be permitted back.
State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says the U.S. will help Haiti in the aftermath of the hurricane.
A great deal of our effort will center around water and public health. We will have an aggressive effort to monitor public health and hygiene. And be alert for any additional outbreak of cholera.
Aid workers are worried that the rain could flood sanitary installations and contaminate drinking water further than it already is, spreading the cholera epidemic into Port-au-Prince.
When you have standing water that does not drain off, your risk for waterborne disease like cholera increases tremendously, and the spread of it can happen very quickly.
Right now, Hurricane Tomas is packing 80-mile-per-hour winds. It's about 175 miles south of Haiti.
U.S. unemployment numbers from October come out next hour. Economists predict 60,000 private sector jobs were probably added last month, but they say 200,000 jobs a month are needed to bring down the unemployment rate. President Obama is expected to make a statement on the jobs report before leaving on his 10-day trip to Asia. He says the goal of his trip is to create new jobs for Americans.
The primary purpose is to take a bunch of U.S. companies and open up markets so that we can sell in Asia. And some of the fastest-growing markets in the world.
This is the president's longest trip since taking office. While he's gone, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans will map out a way of overturning the health care bill.
We can and should propose and vote on straight repeal repeatedly.
A few more results are final from Tuesday's election. Democrat Patty Murray has won a fourth term as senator from Washington State, and Illinois Governor Pat Quinn has won his race. Let's check the markets now. Asian markets are up as the president leaves for that region. European indices are mixed. Futures are down for Wall Street after a spectacular rise yesterday. The Dow gets underway at 11,434. The S&P opens at 1,221, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,577. Later on in the hour, you're all going to Siberia, courtesy of The New Yorker's Ian Fraser, who talks about his travels and his new book throughout that huge and desolate and fascinating land.
Yeah, a place that he calls the greatest horrible country in the world. You know, Siberia covers 1/12 of all the land on Earth.
Yes, and the flies that live there, they have a big
they
role in this book.
They die every winter. That's
they
what
have
everybody
a, they have a big
says.
Role in this book. Yeah.
That's what everybody says. Coming up in just a moment, we're going to get an update on Haiti's recent cholera outbreak and hear about what the technology used to map and combat the disease around the world, complicated, of course, by Hurricane Tomas as it nears landfall in Haiti.